Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, hour number three, Dynamic Hour, always because we have Deborah, the called the warrior, if you want to call general of the Islamic, of the non-Islamic, of the Christian Hebrew army of believers at the time of the end, and this is the end of time. In fact, you mentioned on the break here Mr. Cooper's book, Behailed a Pale Horse, and of course he has a scripture from Chapter 6, verse 8 of the book of Revelation, and you've got lots to cover. I mean, the other article you told me about, Deborah, so I'm going to give you a full script
right now, because
right at the top. Let's get rolling.
Okay, everybody, get out your pens and papers and write this information down. Okay, so go to stopthecrime.net, type in the search bar at the top, Behold a Pale Horse. You can download William Cooper's book. I'm referring right now to a spot in his in chapter 12 where he said this is what they were going to be doing to pass laws against firearms. Now, this was, book was first released in 1991. So he said they're going to use drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called ORIN, O-R-I-N. The CIA has calculated the desire in these people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. This plan is well underway and so far is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment. Well, Bill Cooper also talked about the fact that we didn't have a government and it was all collapsing. And of course, we know in 1933 we were all subscribed. We were collateralized against the robbery of this country, our bodies and all our land, to the international bankers. And we also know that we are the enemy of the state. This is crucial for everyone that's going to listen to this program today to get the fact, the reality, that we are being run by a de facto corporate government. It is just a puppet show, and we are the enemy. And I refer to Senate Report 93549. Every single year, every year, on an annual basis, of course, every president continues declaring a national state of emergency.
Including President Trump.
And including President Trump. All of them. They're all.
Which basically suspends the Constitution, see, of the fringed American flag. Not the regular American flag, but it has to have a fringe because it's the flag of the high seas of the admiralty. Because when you're under martial law, you're under the law of admiralty.
I know many people, Dr. Bill, who are buying those flag stamps to mail letters in and putting them upside down because this is the state of our country. We are in crises. SOS. That's what the American flag means, flown upside down. It's not unpatriotic. It's actually declaring the emergency state that we're in. Having said that, I want to discuss Behold a Pale Horse. Everyone, I would recommend download this. and understand what Bill Cooper said so many years ago. It's coming to pass. Many documents are coming to pass. We know that certainly I've done a lot of information, lots of YouTubes up on the Genocide Treaty. Again, you can type in Genocide Treaty, Deborah Tavares. Understand also from the report from Iron Mountain that that report was always about an annual reduction of life. We also know that the Georgia Guidestones talks about the number of people that need and will be destroyed. And we are in an artificial reality. There's no other way to describe it. And I can tell you what happens to many people like myself and others. We are truth warriors, yes, but we also suffer from truth trauma. You need to understand.
Yeah, we talked about this last time, truth trauma.
This is hard work. This is very hard work, and it is very painful work also. So now we're going to jump into some of the painful aspects of this work. We're going to talk about right now, and we're going to cover a lot of subjects, but right now, in general, in every city across the country, the United States, we have unfunded pension liabilities in all of our cities. So Chicago, which has now been taken over by Rothschild, who has declared restructuring of North America, and you can look at the Rothschild announcements. I wish that everybody would, of course, type in their press releases. Not only will you find the press release that was released in the end of 2017 about coming into Silicon Valley, you will now see a current press release how they're now taking over the Midwestern United States. And so we've got Rothschild plans in play. As I was searching for Rothschild press releases, which is what I typed in, I also found an interesting 2011 article about Rothschild taking over Weather Central. So you may want to read what that entailed.
Right.
Diabolical, for sure. Having said that, here's what's happening now in Illinois. Illinois' property taxes are going to become the highest in the nation now because Rothschild has figured out a way to make property owners' property taxes pay for the unfunded state pension debts. And here's part of the article. I'm going to read this. You can type in proposal, make Illinois property taxes highest in the nation to pay state pension debts. That's how you find this article. The latest prescription for curing Illinois' pension woes without reform, crowning Illinois' homeowners as the number one property tax payers in the nation. Economists from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, that's Rothschild, okay?
Right.
Economists from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago released a report on May 7th. This is of 2018. They've moved in, okay, to Chicago, suggesting a 1% statewide residential property tax on top of the property tax bills Illinois already pay. The revenue from this new property tax would go entirely towards paying down the state's pension debt. Remember, the Rothschilds stole the pension debt, just as they've stole all of the road repair monies in the country. It goes on to say the report's authors peg that debt at roughly $130 billion, but Moody's Investor Services has estimated it may be more than $250 billion, a slight discrepancy of over $100 billion, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Under the plan, homeowners of homes worth $250,000 would pay an additional $2,500 a year in property taxes for the next 30 years. That's if the value of your home is only $250,000. So experts at the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation ran this proposal against their 2018 State Business Tax Climate Index, and the results aren't pretty, they're saying. Illinois currently ranks 45th in the nation for its property tax burden, according to the Tax Foundation with property taxes. This is the real catch in this article and what this proposed tax won't do. It says, driven by rising pension costs at the local level and state level, where those costs crowd out funding for other core services. That And that's what's even more frightening than a proposal for a multi-billion dollar property tax hike. The fact that it won't even be enough to fix the state's debt problem. So what they're proposing is not enough. They say this additional tax would do nothing to address tens of billions of dollars of retiree health care costs at the state level, or billions of dollars in state pension fund debt already creating financial crises. So we have Rothschild now, as we were told in an article I found, a press release, they were moving into North America to restructure it. You can find more details about the description of that in one of the YouTubes we have up entitled Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller. YouTube has a notice
right.
on that YouTube. And I would recommend everybody watch it. We're in a resilient city takeover. It's nothing about resilience. This is a takeover of all of our cities. This is pushing us into homelessness. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the rampant increase of homelessness all over the world.
Exactly. On purpose. Even our statistics for unemployment is actually fiddled, isn't it?
It absolutely is. So is
yeah.
the stock market.
After 6 months, you're no longer considered a statistic. You're on unemployment. Welcome back, and we have lots of things to announce. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Bill. Okay, another thing, another very important book that I would recommend everybody add to their library, not only their physical library, but your mental library. And it is entitled Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper. M-E-L-V-I-N, Stamper, S-T-A-M-P-E-R. P-E-R, like a stamp, and just add her at the end. You
right.
need to understand that this author of this book not only worked with the CIA, was in the military, had top secret clearance, was a judge, an attorney. He worked as a chief of police. He was a railroad special agent. Industrial engineer, a pilot, a law professor, legal researcher, private investigator, and he worked with the Department of Defense. And he has immense analytical skills. And he was looking up something for a friend years back, and he came upon something that was so horrific he started studying. And this book is the result, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. Now, I'm just going to read you a couple paragraphs out of Chapter 2 of his book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. Again, I would recommend everybody order this book, read it, and understand our reality. This knowledge could not be obtained without years of research. I have saved you the trouble of traveling that same 40 miles of bad road. I do, however, advise any that wish to challenge this evil empire, as I have, to verify sites and information that I supply. My investigation concentrated on the Judiciary, Internal Revenue Service, Federal Reserve Bank Incorporated, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, offices of the Secretary of the Treasury and State, as well as the President and the Congress. That investigation has disclosed a broad, premeditated conspiracy by the international bankers and their agents in the United States government to defraud and enslave the citizens of the United States of America since 1900. Examination into the statutes, United States Code, Code of Federal Regulations, Congressional Record, Federal Register, the Internal Revenue Manuals, and other sources too numerous to mention reveal a conspiracy of such magnitude that I do not have the words to adequately describe that betrayal to the American people by the United Nations, controlled by the international banking families. These families would slit their children's throat for a dollar, and they dearly love their children. What I discovered has clearly been designed to circumvent the intent of the restrictions of the Constitution for the United States of America by the de facto government in operation today. I also want to pay tribute to James Traficant, who was an Ohio congressman who died a few years ago in a questionable tractor accident while in his barn. And he wrote a book, America's Last Minuteman, and he was continually making announcements for Congressional Record. To quiet him up, he was arrested with trumped-up charges and served a 7-year prison sentence and was almost killed while serving that 7 years. They were going to release him early if he would admit to his crimes, but he wouldn't because he did not do anything.
Any crime, yeah.
And I met him at a conference that I attended. And again, it's called America's Last Minuteman. And I think that Jim Traficant says it most succinctly. And I'm going to read a few paragraphs out of his book. Again, I also believe this to be an extremely important read, America's Last Minuteman. And this is.
Yeah, that's important because Traficant suffered badly for doing the right thing, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And here's what he said, and this is in Congressional Record. This is the bankruptcy of the United States, United States Congressional Record of March 17th of 1993. And he's addressing the Speaker of the House, and this is James Traficant quoted now. Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in world history, the U.S. government. We're setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it's a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act. And I'm going to pause here. We talk about that every single year.
1933, right?
Yes, in 1933, March 9th of 1933. And
right.
Then a public law, 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent. And then the 73rd Congress, in session on June 5th of 1933, joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause, which dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official, I want everybody to listen to this, it dissolved the official capacities of all United States governmental offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, a.k.a. Rothschild, I'm adding that, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. All United States offices, officials, departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. The federal government exists in name only. So I would highly recommend everybody understand reality. Talking about the elections and electing officials and playing the election game is a distraction from reality as we are being euthanized. We're all literally in hospice care right now, if you think of it that way, because we're being hit with so many poisons and toxins. Survivability is increasingly becoming more difficult every single day, and we all know that. So I want to also talk about what is not talked about, and this is very important to understand as well. We are in a worldwide gaslighting program, and I'm going to just read a few of the seven stages of gaslighting. They're gaslighting the world's population, and here we go. Gaslighting is a form of persistent manipulation and brainwashing that causes victims to doubt themselves and ultimately lose their sense of perception, identity, and self-worth. The term was derived from the 1944 film Gaslight, in which a husband tries to convince his wife that she's insane by causing her to question herself and her reality. In milder forms, gaslighting creates subtle but inequitable power dynamics in society. And they go on. At its worst, gaslighting creates pathological and severe forms of mind control and pathological abuse. gaslighting can occur not only in personal relationships, at the workplace, but entire societies. That's what happened. We have all been gaslighted, and I'm going to continue with that.
Those are people that are sensitive to living with cognitive dissonance. So they've been cognitive dissonance amplified is what they have, right?
That's...
Yeah. And Ann has another book. Wow, you're anti-corruption librarian, aren't you?
Well, I want everybody to be empowered with the truth and to have a library that they can share with their friends. And I'm going to recommend that everybody download this book called Anatomy of a Con Job by John Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N, Wolf. W-O-L-F-E. And you can download it. It's only a 28 or 29 page document, and it's a free download. Anatomy of a Con Job. And very important to understand, this will talk about the sustainable movement, of which I've talked a lot about, Agenda 21, the resilient cities.
Yeah, the Club of Rome, all these kind of things that he talks about.
Yeah, this will expose all of that. And when I'm on next week with you, Dr. Bill, we're going to go further into the resilient cities because it is diabolical. But I wanted to finish up the seven stages of gaslighting because this is a global assault against all people, and this is what has happened. And people need to look up gaslighting. I'm actually going to give you the name of the book of the seven stages that I'm reading from. And this book is called How to Successfully Handle Gaslighters and Stop Psychological Bullying. And it's by Preston Nye, N-I. So here we go. Here's the first stage of gaslighting. Lie and exaggerate. The perpetrator creates a negative narrative about the victim, that there's something wrong and inadequate based on a generalized false presumption and accusation. And then number two.
So they got to break you down, in other words, first.
They break you down. The second one is repetitiveness. Like psychological warfare, the falsehoods are repeated constantly in order to stay on the offensive, control the conversation, and dominate society. Number three. Escalate when challenged. So if we escalate by us quote-unquote conspiracy theorists, here's what they do. Escalate when challenged. When called on their lies, the perpetrators escalate the dispute by doubling and tripling down on their attacks, refuting substantive evidence with denial, blame, or more false claims. And then number four, they wear out the victims. So they're wearing people out by staying on the offensive. The perpetrators eventually wear down their victims, who become discouraged, resigned, pessimistic, fearful, debilitated, and self-doubting. The victim begins to question their own perception, identity, and reality. Number five, form codependent relationships. The Oxford Dictionary defines codependency as excessive emotional or psychological reliance on others. In a gaslighting relationship, the perpetrator or the gaslighter elicits constant insecurity and anxiety. We're hearing that every day on the news, on mass media networks. Again, this is constant insecurity and anxiety to all of us, thereby pulling the victim by the strings. We're all being pulled by the strings by all this false narratives, okay? The perpetrator or the gaslighter has the power to grant acceptance, approval, respect, safety, and security. The gaslighter also has the power and often threatens to take away something. Another one, this is really big, give false hope. As a manipulative tactic, the gaslighter or the perpetrator will occasionally treat the victim with mildness, moderation, and even kindness or remorse to give the victim false hope. In these circumstances, the victim might think, Maybe he's not really that bad. Maybe things are going to get better. Let's give it a chance. But beware. The temporary mildness is often a calculated maneuver intended to instill complacency and have all of us have our guards down before the next act of perpetration begins. With this tactic, the perpetrator also further reinforces a codependent relationship. Number 7, dominate and control. At its extreme, the ultimate objective of pathological victimizing is to control, dominate, take advantage of individuals or entire societies. This has happened. By maintaining and intensifying an incessant stream of lies, coercion, the gaslighter keeps the victims in constant state of insecurity, doubt, and fear. The perpetrator or the gaslighter can then exploit their victims at will for the augmentation of their power and personal gain. This is exactly what is happening on a global basis. We are all being gaslighted. It's time to understand the ways in which these perpetrations are occurring. Now we're going to jump into some news.
This is like an alternate to the Delphi procedure in committees. Yes. This is a personal one. It's one that's being used by all branches of media, including Fox News, because there's both a left side and a right side to the snake party that's moving us toward the New World Order.
That's exactly right. Now we're going to talk quickly about Africa, and then we're going to get into some very important news about Serco. But let's jump into Africa for a moment, because I've been watching Africa. Several months ago, in Cape Town, Southern Africa, they were reporting zero water. You can type that in. They had these poor Africans lined up at a thicket with buckets, plastic buckets.
Yeah, these are big cities, too. We're talking about, I think Soweto is a fairly large city, actually part of Johannesburg, isn't it?
Well, it is, and what I'm going to unravel right now and tell everybody is going to make you sick. Okay, so here they were perpetrating the illusion of running out of water. Again, we're not running out of water. Go to our website, primarywater.org. Understand that it is a renewable. We're not running out of water. Don't let the globalists fool you yet again. But a zero-day water, you can all type that in and look at the fun they were having. This has caused a mass exodus of people in Southern Africa who were traumatized with the illusion they were running out of water because there was not enough water. So you move into now what is happening. There are attacks in South Africa now on white farmers.
Right.
And
actually, they're talking about seizing all their farmland, too, without any payment. Just seize it.
Yeah, just seizing it. It is a white genocide in Africa. And what we know is happening is that it is a white farmer genocide in South Africa.
But the white genocide will precede the black genocide. People don't understand. The blacks don't know this. But the white genocide precedes the black genocide.
Yes, and the black genocide, of course, which we've talked about before, was the Rwanda genocide, where they used Operation Crimson Mist as microwave mind control to foment diabolical, uncontrolled levels of anger, which back in the mid-90s ensued in over a million people being slaughtered. The Tutsis lost a million people as our government ground crews created tremendous problems. Go and look up Operation Crimson Mist. This is happening now, right now, and being continued in Africa as we speak.
Right.
Let me continue. So right now we have a regime in Africa that is telling the white farmers, you have to leave your land, walk away from it, go and become a refugee in Australia. Just walk away from your land. They're talking about how many farmers have been killed. They claim, the white farmers are claiming that they're persecuted, they're unsafe. They're wearing bulletproof vests and guarding their farms at night. And there are many, many murders occurring right now. 74 farm murders have taken place in the last year alone. And there have been hundreds of attacks and many murders since March of this year, 2018. And they talk about how they're living in fear, that the South Africans are living in a troubled nation, and have revealed the lengths that they have to go to live in the violence. And farmers have started their own neighborhood watches, and they have little faith in the police. They're patrolling with bulletproof vests, as I was saying, and they're being traumatized, pistol whipped. It goes on. But now we're going to talk about what is happening in South Africa. I hear a break coming on.
Yeah.
So when we get back from this break, I'm going to roll in to the diabolical rap.
Whoa, look at this list of companies. It's bizarre. We're back, and Deborah, you have some things to talk about with Serco.
I certainly do, Dr. Bill.
And the FCS, and when you look at the list of...
We're going to finish this last piece about South Africa, because people need to hear what's going on. In South Africa, ranchers are breeding mutant animals to be hunted. They're creating an elite hunting ground. That's partly probably why they're vacating Southern Africa. And it's also, of course, being done to humans. We're being inbred, mixing humans and animals, all by genetically splicing things. But this is Frankenstein freaks of nature that are being bred in Africa. And they're creating and breeding to create a white lion, for example. And only the very wealthy can afford to hunt these white lions. The white lion cannot live in the wild because they get skin cancer. Their feet are not they're not able to function in the wild. They have corkscrew tails. They're breeding other animals are being inbred for color. The impalas are black. They can't survive in the heat. And yet they have the elite of the elite going to these hunting cabins, these hunting places in Africa, and paying $30,000-$50,000 to hunt these Frankensteins that are being bred so that they can enjoy shooting this these rare colors. And this is not conservation. We're hearing everything is for conservation. No.
No.
This is for manipulation. This is mutant designing. This is creating fun for the elite. Now we're going to jump into, and that article is, you can find it, in South Africa, ranchers are breeding mutant animals to be hunted. That's the name of this article. It's diabolical. Read it for yourself. Now, the next article we're going to jump into, and you need to find this. You can search it by typing in wetware, two words, wetware, ware, soft kill plan is happening. Type that in. Wetware, soft kill plan is happening. Now, I want to say one thing before I get into this. It's exposing a large web of networks globally out of England called Serco.
Run by the Queen, by the way. People need to know that.
The
chief female Draco reptilian on the planet.
Well, the problem we have in this article is the call to action, because the call to action is misguiding people, as they always do. Telling people to advise our current CEO and chief of USA Inc. to take action against this. The current CEO of US Inc. is taking action, all right. He's part of all of this. This is a diabolic global plan, and don't be fooled by the misdirection of this call to action. So exclude the call to action, and now let's go over what Serco is doing. It's an intricate funding source for the deep state. It's now being exposed. A British Crown-controlled company named Serco, S-E-R-C-O, Inc., was awarded $610 million contract to manage FEMA Region 9 that covers Arizona, California, Nevada, Hawaii, and the Pacific Islands. On July 16th of 2013, Obama awarded Serco a $1.2 billion contract to run the Obamacare website. Serco also manages the air traffic control towers in 63 U.S. airports and has been paid more than $95 million to run the U.S. patent and trademark examination processes. Who is Serco? Why have we not heard of them? More to the point, why are we outsourcing critical American infrastructure, ingenuity, private medical information on every U.S. citizen to sworn agents of the British Crown, a.k.a. Rothschild Company and more, of course? Serco's most recent 2016 annual report, published at the company's house in London, provides critical clues about Serco's unstated mission. In looking at Serco's bizarre collection of subsidiaries, one is left with the evident conclusion that something nefarious is afoot. Well, of course, Serco provides nuclear weapons, provides housing for immigrants, reviews U.S. patents, runs the Obamacare website, operates money laundering shell scheme companies in the Middle East, is teamed with Lockheed Martin, builds ships, manages massive IT infrastructure, manufactures space vehicles, runs job placement agencies, provides air traffic control to cities, runs rail services, manages parking meters, oversees FEMA in Region 9, manages courts and prisons, and runs sports and recreation centers. This is a horrific list, so we can only imagine what Richard C. Walker's wetware patents on top of all of this is doing. So this is a list that...
Wetware, what you're referring to, wetware, you have to understand this. Wetware is reference to humans that can be programmed or controlled.
To the cellular level.
Right.
Absolutely. So there's a list of 73 subsidiaries revealed in this document. Again, download it. Wetware soft kill plan is happening. Disregard the action plan. We are all being misled again and being gaslighted. So disregard that action plan in this document. These folks have done some excellent research, but now they have to read the books I recommended. Fruit from a Poisonous Tree,
right.
The Anatomy of a Con Job, and other books that, tell you how
this,
United States is really run. So
I've got to mention this, though. This ties in with your other previous shows we've done. It talks about the Internet of Things, including Bill Gates and the others planning to put up hundreds of satellites on the Earth to monitor down to centimeters, not just feet or meters. And also the 5G network, which is going to be in space with people like Branson, so up to 12,000 satellites by 2020. But they're basically doing is setting up a matrix of control, so this literally becomes a prison planet.
Well, this is a murder program, too, and in this document, there's some videos, and Douglas Gabriel and Michael McKibben discuss how Serco companies work with the deep state shadow government to implement 5G and then manage societal effects of their coming mass murder program. Shocking global control system is being exposed by these people, and this is excellent work. But that's why Serco runs FEMA camps, owns pathology companies, houses immigrants, owns laundries, operates prisons, provides transport and rail, runs hospitals, leisure centers, builds ships and space technology to zap the populace with 5G like a mosquito zapper and handle the cleanup. And in this document, you will find a list of other subsidiaries and their annual report. And you will find also other aspects of what Serco is doing. Some of the goals of the Serco goals are one world government or globalism. Disable U.S. Constitution. Well, it's disabled. Remember, since 1933, we have not had a republic. We have had a democracy. That is not a constitutional form of government. We have been tricked. Don't be tricked. Don't be Delphi'd. And don't be gaslighted anymore. Serco also is intending to incapacitate American influence, eliminate borders, implement 5G for a slow, soft kill, eugenics, dramatically reduce world populations via pharmaceuticals and chemtrail aerosol poisoning of the water.
And reduction of fertility and also the destruction of malenesses in society. By scalar radiation and toxic pollutants that are feminizing.
There's a very good YouTube called The Disappearing Male. I would recommend all of you watch that, understand what's happening also. But Serco is involved in nutrient depletion, nanoparticle programming, microviruses, 5G, EMF.
It's going to really step up in 2 years before the first term of Trump is over. the national ID passed under George Bush, which is, again, remember, this is scamtastic. 9/11 was managed by Marvin Bush's brother, the destruction of the World Trade Center towers, which is a controlled nuclear demolition with RDX as well, cutting the outside joists of the building.
It's not
as other idiots have said, is due to nanothermite and so on. I'm a high explosive radioactive expert, and I can tell you, hacking into human consciousness is something they tried to recruit me 41 years ago at UCLA, the VA hospital. There's no one more expert in understanding the danger of 5G and scalar radiation to cells and consciousness than Dr.
Deagle. Thank you for having me on the program today. Everybody, please spread this program far and wide. Go on to NutriMedical.com, go to this hour's show, get this out, and look at all these documents that we've been exposing, and read the conclusion in the Serco document. You will be amazed. Dr. Bill, thank you.
I think you packed in 3 hours in 1 hour. You're amazing.
Thank you.
I let you do most of the talking.
StopTheCrime.net.
The thing is, right now, I'm in overload. I think I'm going to have a seizure.
Well,
a true seizure. How's that? A true seizure.
Yes, a truth seizure. Well, truth trauma. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Help us get this info out far and wide.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazingly disgusting. Oh, my God. It's an OMG moment. Check out StopTheCrime.net. See the truth.
If you are a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry, Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.